Glory to God. Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us tonight for our time of ministry in the Word of God and our Bible study, the very first one of this new year, 2026. And I welcome you to this new year. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is a new season. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the year that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Our Father is so good. He's so kind. He's so gracious. He's so merciful to us. What a blessing that you and I are alive today. So many people, between just a few weeks ago when we were studying the Word of God together, and this new year and this week, so many lives have already been lost. So many people have transitioned. And by the mercy of God, you and I are still here to do the will of the Father, to be pleasing to Him, to glorify Him on this earth. I'm so thankful for the grace and the mercy that He has made available to us. As we enter into our first study, our first Bible study session tonight, I want us to just take a few moments to be thankful. I know we do this in our services. We do this corporately. We do this publicly together. But in this Bible study, this is our first one in 2026. I want us to just take a few moments to be thankful. Would you, wherever you are, if you can lift up holy hands, if you, whatever you can do, can you just lift up your voice and bless the name of our God? Father, we thank you so much. We're truly grateful. We're truly thankful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being so good, so kind, so merciful, so loving. Thank you. Thank you for watching over your word to perform it in our lives. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for preserving our lives. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us here in the land of the living so that we can do your will, so that we can pursue your purpose. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all these precious people, all of your precious children, those who are still here with us, all of us, still privileged to be able to do your will on the earth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And Lord, we know you who started this good work in this new year in 2026, you are faithful and you will finish it. We know you are never involved in uncompleted projects. You don't start a thing without finishing. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are our Alpha and our Omega. You are beginning and our end. You are everything in between. And we know that this good work that you have begun in all of our lives, you'll be faithful to complete it. So on behalf of everyone, Lord, everyone that we know, everyone that's connected with us in the spirit, everyone connected with us in our natural lives, our families, our loved ones, people that we're in relationship, in partnerships with, and different things, we thank you for them. We bless your name tonight. We thank you. And we yield our services and our studies all through this year, all through this season, into your hands. So many of your children are going through a season of fasting and waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. What a glorious blessing. We commit them to you. We commit ourselves to you. Lord, let this not just be another ritual, another legalistic thing that we do, that we observe. But let this truly be a game changer. Let this be a glorious new beginning for every single one of your children that is partaking of this blessing of this season. As we wait upon you, as we draw closer to you, Father, let your words be fulfilled in all of our lives. Pull us nearer. Lord, help us to become more intimate, to know you more, to love you more, to serve you more, to obey you more, to be more consecrated to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight. I bless you and I thank you for our study tonight. I know the Holy Spirit has breathed upon it already. I'm excited about that which you have already prepared. Long before we came here, you already prepared this service. You prepared these studies for us. So Lord, open up our hearts and our ears and open up my tongue and loosen my mind. Help me to connect fully with the mind of Christ, with the mind of the Holy Spirit. Help me speak your words. Lord, give us understanding hearts. I give you the glory and the praise, Father. You alone deserve it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on our first Bible study session of 2026. Glory to God. I have my confession, my 2026 confession. I don't intend to go through the whole thing. We do that every day. I hope you are joining us in the morning devotions. Those devotions they have been amazing. Praise God. And I know they'll keep getting better even as we move forward. Amen. But everything God promised will come to pass in all of our lives. You know, the Bible says in Numbers 29:13, he's not a man that he should lie. He's not the son of a man that he should repent. When God says it, he really does do it. He does bring it to pass. Every word. He said in Isaiah 55, the words that go out of his mouth, they don't return to him void. Once the words have been released, once his promises have been given, they accomplish the purpose for which he sent them. His promises have been released to you and to me this year. We know for sure we can take God's word to the bank. Nothing is going to stand in the way of the fulfillment of the promises that God has made to us. Nothing, nothing, nothing. We are the only ones that can be an impediment. And the very fact, the mere fact that you and I are here together studying the word of God, the mere fact that you and I are going through this fasting season, applying ourselves, seeking the Lord, waking up early, taking time during the day, work hours, our break times to pray, to seek the Lord, to study, to meditate, tells me that even we will not be an impediment to the fulfillment of the promises of God. So it's an exciting moment to know that every single word and every single promise that our Father made to us will come into manifestation. Can somebody say amen? Can you say amen with me? Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 2026 is our year of supernatural shift and power is changing hands. It's shifting for you. The shift is happening. Hallelujah. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, transfer of power. All of that we will experience. Each and every one of us will experience all of that. The Lord will help us. A lot of things will happen in our lives. They will not just be natural. No one will be able to explain them away naturally. Because everybody who sees will know that took the hand of God. That's purely supernatural. Amen. The Lord will do incredible things. Things that will be strange. Things that will cause people to say, how did that happen? How did that happen? The Lord will make you an amazement in your family. He will make you an amazement at your place of work. He will make you an amazement in your generation. He will make you an amazement wherever you are. God will do signs and wonders in your life and in mine. Amen. We're believing. Are you believing? Yes, 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 we are believing. Glory to God. We are believers. We are believing. We're not only believing, we're expecting. We're looking for it. We're believing for it. We will see it. We will see great things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The incredible will happen. Astonishing things, unimaginable things, all of that will happen. Year of laughter, non-stop laughter. Yes, that is happening already. That every day we will have a reason. Every day we wake up, we will have a reason to laugh. Our crying days are over forever. Hallelujah. Our mourning days are over forever. It's a year of non-stop laughter, unending festivities, celebrations unlimited. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We'll be laughing today, tomorrow, and the day after. Amen. 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 Satan is conquered. Jesus has risen. He's victorious. In this season, things are shifting. And there's a lifting up for you. Things are shifting. Things are shifting. And there's a lifting up for you. They're not just shifting anyhow. They are shifting in your favor. God is favoring you. God is causing the light of his countenance to shine upon you and your household. God is committed to doing you good. The things that have caused you in the past to say, I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know which way. No, God will move those things out of the way. He will bring a major turnaround in every one of those situations. Those things that have made you say, you will suddenly start saying, in the name of Jesus. Glory, glory, thanksgiving, praise will be emanating from you. Oh, so will it be. Oh, I love that. God will give you treasures, treasures hidden in the darkness and secret places of the earth. You will find your own treasures this year. You will find your own treasures this year. Your own hidden treasures will be hidden no more. The hidden treasures in secret places will be unearthed for you. You will come into large resources. To help you, destiny helpers will come alongside you to hold your hands and to accelerate your progress in the name of Jesus. The things that your heart have desired, the things that you have longed for, you will see their fulfillment this year. You will see them beginning to come to pass one after the other this year. It will be an amazement to you and to everyone who knows you, but you will see it with your own eyes. You will see the goodness of the Lord. I love what that psalmist said in Psalms 27. I think it's verse 13 towards the end of it. It says, I had fainted. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I would have fainted, but I believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Glory to God. And here we are. Here we are. The Lord carried us through the bridge of uncertainty, the bridge of lack of knowledge, the bridge of ignorance. Carried us over the bridge of fear, the bridge of anxiety, the bridge of who knows when, who knows how. And here we are today, and we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Can you say that with me? Make that a confession of faith with me. Say, I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living in 2026. Say it one more time. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living in 2026. Amen. Amen. God will give you treasures. Treasures. There will be a vision shift for you. Generational shift. Suddenly things will spike upwards for you. Suddenly things will open up for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I like the spirit of sacrifice upon my life. I say yes to your way and yes to your will. My Father, I choose you as my priority and make you my destiny. I receive the sweet fragrance of heaven over my life today. The plague is stopped, the curse is broken, and my bloodline is redeemed forever. Hallelujah. Well, I read that whole paragraph because that's the central core of where a lot of our studies in the first part of the year are going to be. Hallelujah. My priority and destiny. Father, I choose you. Amen. Then life. We will experience life at different levels. It will all be supernatural, but it will manifest in different places and in different ways. Life. Supernatural life. Within our spirit being, supernatural life within our physical being, supernatural life within our mental, emotional being, supernatural life within our members, within our finances, within our resources, supernatural life, hopes, dreams that have been on life support will come alive. They'll come alive. Things that have had uncertainty about them, suddenly there will be certainty. Suddenly there will be clarity in the name of Jesus. All of this the Lord will do for us and so much more in this year of our supernatural shift when power is changing hands. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's enter in. Let's submit to him. Let's surrender. Let's surrender. Say it with me, Father, I surrender. I say yes. I say yes. I say yes to you. I say yes to your way. I say yes to your will. I say yes to everything that you say. Amen. Look at that paragraph again. That's the central core of where a lot of our studies are beginning from in 2026. The spirit of sacrifice is upon my life. I say yes to your way and yes to your will. My Father, I choose you as my priority and I make you my destiny. I receive the sweet fragrance of heaven over my life today. The plague is stopped, the curse is broken, and my bloodline is redeemed forever. I choose you. Father, I choose you. Say that with me. Father, I choose you. My priority and my destiny. Father, I choose you. Say that. My priority and my destiny. Father, I choose you. I choose you. Glory to God. Glory to God. He chose us first. Let's go to the Word of God. Glory to God. That's a lot of time right there to get into it. Let's delve into the Word. Let's dive right into the Scriptures. Our time is short, but let's hear what the Lord has for us tonight. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. According to the good pleasure of his will. The Amplified says, even as his love, verse 4, even as in his love, he chose us, actually picked us out for himself, as his own in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, consecrated and set apart for him and blameless in his sight, even above reproach before him in love. For he foreordained us, verse 5, he foreordained us, he destined us, he planned in love for us to be adopted, revealed as his own children through Jesus Christ, in accordance with the purpose of his will, because it pleased him and it was his kind intent. to the praise of the glory of his grace. Hallelujah. Wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. He chose us from the foundation of the world. Before you and I did right or wrong, before we ever did anything, he chose us. We are chosen by him. That's why in 1 Peter chapter 2, you see, the Bible says it very clearly there. Peter the apostle, he said it very clearly without mincing words. He didn't say, it seems to me like, no. He made it very, very explicit. For we are a chosen generation. He chose us before the foundations of the world. We are a chosen generation. We're a royal priesthood. Long before we ever did anything right or wrong. Long before we ever did anything good or bad. He chose us. He selected us as royalty. He called us to be princes and princesses on the earth. A royal priesthood. We are priests. We are priests. Priests stand to offer sacrifices that are pleasing. They are pleasing to God. And because of the sacrifices they offer that are pleasing to God, God releases upon them and the people on behalf of whom they are offering those sacrifices, fragrances of heaven. Fragrances of heaven. Fragrances of heaven. Where curses and yokes are destroyed forever. Where inhibitions to the expression of the glory of God that was intended for man, inhibitions are removed because of the priestly ministry of God's people. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. We are a special people. We are a special people that you should show forth the praises. This is all 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. That you should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. He called you and me out of darkness into his marvelous light. We were nobodies, but he made us somebody. We didn't know the way forward, but he showed us the way forward. We were wallowing in sin and shame, but the blood of his son, his precious son, was shed on the cross to redeem us and to give us life and to give us a new beginning. He did all that before we ever did anything good or bad. He did all of that choosing us because of the kindness, the love that he had for us. He said in verse 10, you in time past who were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You who had not obtained mercy, but now you have obtained mercy. He chose us before the foundations of the world. He chose us. He chose you. He chose me. Out of the love of his heart, out of the kindness of his heart, out of his mercy, he chose us. He chose us. He chose us. Hallelujah. We are accepted in the beloved. He didn't require us to check boxes. We are accepted in the beloved. He chose us before the foundation of the world, before we were in our mother's womb. He said to Jeremiah, before you were in the womb of your mother. Jeremiah chapter 1 from verse 5. I knew you and I called you and I ordained you for a special purpose. He chose us. He chose us. He didn't wait for us to qualify. He qualified us ahead of time. Out of his love. He made grace and mercy. He made grace, so much grace and mercy available for us. Available. He designed the perfect kind of life. You remember how the Garden of Eden was? Before Adam and Eve ever did anything good or bad, He designed the perfect life for them in the Garden of Eden. Before they ever did right or wrong, He designed the perfect life. He designed the perfect home, the perfect garden, the perfect life for them. Everywhere they turned, there was life, there was pleasure, there was joy, there was peace, there was favor, there was glory in the garden before they ever did right or wrong. He chose us before we were. He said to Jeremiah, he said in Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you and I ordained you a prophet unto the nation. What that word sanctify is a word consecrate, set apart for a particular godly, divine, holy purpose. He chose us in him. He said in Ephesians 1, before the foundations of the world, before Adam and Eve, before they ever did right or wrong, he chose them. He designed the perfect life. And then he put them in the garden and said, enjoy life. 2026 can be the most amazing life, amazing year you have ever experienced. Why? Because God already designed it so. God already designed it so. 2026 can be the best year you have ever experienced, ever, since you came on this earth. Why? Because God chose you and He designed it so. He foreordained. You see that word, foreordained. That means He pre-planned it. He pre-planned it. He made sure everything would be good in your life. He made sure you will have laughter. He made sure you will have joy. He made sure you will not run out. You will not run out of resources. He made sure you'll be protected and preserved. He made sure good people will come into your life. He made sure your life will have meaning. He made sure your dreams will be fulfilled. Your dreams will be fulfilled. Like He did for Adam and Eve, long before you ever did anything right or wrong. He created the perfect life and said, go ahead, enjoy. Enjoy. He served us. He served us. Before we ever did anything right or wrong, He served us. He served us. He served us with the best that there is. He gave us the best that there is. He chose us. Well, my brothers and sisters, it's time to choose Him. It's time to choose Him at a higher level. Somebody say, Papa, so I chose Him years ago. Yes, He's calling us to choose Him again, but at a higher level. Choose Him in a different way. Choose Him in a different way. He foreordained. I have one more scripture here that I need to read on that. And I need to read a couple of verses, translations of that scripture in First Timothy. Let's see. I think it's First Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 9. Let's read from King James, CEV and NLT. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9. Let's read those three different. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 9. Let's read first from the King James. He said, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Before the world began. Before we ever did anything right or wrong. Before good or bad happened on this earth, He chose us before the world began. He chose us. Before we ever, some of these translations make it even better, they sound sweeter. Before we ever did anything, before, not because of our works, not because of our own goodness, not because of no, He chose us. He chose us because of His own love. His own love and His own kindness. He called us. You are not here by mistake. Wherever you are in your life today, you are not here by mistake. He chose you. He sent you here. He prepared this place for you. It may feel like sometimes to you like nothing is working as well as you hoped it will work. It may seem like you are not really getting it the way you thought. You don't worry about what it feels like. I'm telling you on the authority of the word of God, He chose you and He prepared a good life for you. And He sent you here. And you must believe it. You must believe that. You must believe. That's the very, you have to believe that. If you can't believe that, you can't receive anything. You cannot receive anything that God has. If you can't believe that. He chose us. He chose you before the foundation of the world. He chose you. The contemporary English version of that scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9, is that God saved us and chose us to be His holy people. We did nothing to deserve this. We did nothing to deserve this. It's not that we work for it. We did nothing. What did Adam and Eve do? What did Adam and Eve do to qualify to be given the Garden of Eden? What did they do? No, nothing. They just woke up and found themselves in the Garden of Eden. They just woke up and found themselves there. What did they do? They did nothing. We did not do anything. We did nothing to deserve this. But God planned it because He is so kind. Even before time began, God planned for Christ Jesus to show kindness to us. Even before the world began, God planned. He planned it. He planned for Christ Jesus to show kindness to us. No wonder in Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of good, not of evil. Thoughts of peace, not of evil. To bring you to an expected end. Why? Because He planned it before the world began. He planned it. That through Jesus, you will know kindness. Through Jesus, you will know joy on this earth. It doesn't matter what the elements, what appearances there are around your life or situations that you may be grappling with. It does not matter. He already planned it that you will know kindness. You will know the goodness of God on this earth. You will know the God. Why? And Jesus Christ is the guarantee. That He planned it and He executed it through Jesus Christ. Through the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus Christ made. He planned it. The New Living Translation of that verse says the same thing. For God saved us and called us to live a holy life. He did this not because we deserved it, but because that was His plan from the beginning of time, to show us His grace through Christ Jesus. He planned that you will have a good life. He planned that you will know grace. You will know grace. Not the human being grace. Oh, not the human being grace. You will know the grace of God. You will know the grace of God. Hallelujah. He planned it. You will know grace. You know, grace. Grace is what eradicates every struggle. Grace eliminates every turmoil. You will know grace in 2026. You will know grace in 2026. the grace of God eliminates all struggles. The grace of God eliminates all struggles. You will know grace in 2026. Somebody say that with me. I will know grace in 2026. I will experience grace in 2026. Say, at a higher level, I will experience the grace of God in 2026. He planned it. Well, he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. It's time for us to choose him at a higher level. He executed this plan through Christ. You know what Christ had to do? Christ chose him at a level never known before his time. He chose him in a way no human had ever chosen him before. Every year, priests made sacrifices. Every year, they made the same sacrifice. Year after, all through the Old Testament, you see the stories, you see all the records, you see all the accounts of it. Every year, they made sacrifice. They made sacrifice after sacrifice after every year. They made sacrifice of land, sacrifice of goat, sacrifice of sheep, year after year. But those sacrifices never got the job done until Jesus showed up. When Jesus showed up, Jesus says, the Bible says Jesus made one sacrifice. See, it was one sacrifice, but it was a different sacrifice. It was a different kind of sacrifice. That one sacrifice guaranteed eternal redemption for every human being. For all times. Forever. Before he came, they were making sacrifices every year. The priests will go, they will offer their animals on, but they have to repeat it the following year because the Bible says it was impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to purge the conscience of man, to bring redemption. So they have to do it every year. They have to return there and do it every year until Jesus came. And when Jesus came, Jesus chose him. He chose God. God chose him, but Jesus chose God at a level never experienced before. And his sacrifice demonstrated that. Many of you are going through, many of us are going through a season of fast. It's a season of sacrifice. I'm praying for you that this will not be like the sacrifices that you have been involved with before. Every year there's fasting, Daniel fast at the beginning of the year. 21-day Daniel fast. We go through morning devotion, prayer. We do every year, every. But I am praying that this year, this fast will be different for you. I am praying that this fast, you will choose God at a level like you have never chosen him before. I am praying for you that the sacrifices of this season will be different. Let's go and read in Hebrews chapter 10. How much time do we have left? This is huge. Let's ease ourselves into it. This is very big. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, let us ease ourselves into it. Say that with me one more time. My priority and destiny, Father, I choose you. Let's say one more time. Father, I choose you as my priority and I make you my destiny. Let's say that one more time. Father, I choose you as my priority, and I make you my destiny. It was a different level of sacrifice. Hebrews chapter 10. Let's read it. I want us to read it though. I'm going to break it up a little bit. We're going to read a few verses, and I wouldn't be able to say much here because I want to close on time. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, let's ease ourselves into this aspect of our study. Hallelujah. Let's ease ourselves into this aspect of our study. Hebrews chapter 10, we're going to read verse 1 to 4 in the King James, and then we're going to switch over in verse 5 to 10. We're going to read that from the Amplified, and then we're going to come back, verse 11 to 14. We're going to read all of those in the King James. I'm going to make a few comments, and then I'm going to start wrapping up tonight. Hebrews chapter 10, let's go there together. From verse 1 in the King James. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come. The law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. Everything in the Old Testament was a foreshadowing of what God had planned for us. That's my timer going off. Means I have to start wrapping this up, close in just a few minutes. The law, the Old Testament, represented a shadow. You know what a shadow is. When you put light on an object, it casts a shadow. The law represented a shadow of the good things that had been planned. That's why those priests, every year, when they made those sacrifices year after year after year after year, they could only produce a shadow of the real thing that God had prepared for man. The best they could have was a shadow. Yes, yes. Yes, they killed animals that were without spot. They killed animals that were without blemish. They killed spotless lambs. Yes, they did. But the best they could have with that, the best, they, even in spite of that, was a shadow. What a glory. What a glory. You and I are sitting here today. And what we have is not a shadow. What we have is the good, the best of what God planned because of Jesus. He chose us before the foundations of the world. He chose us. We are chosen. We are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. There's no debate about it. We are royalty. You and I are royalty. Well, sometimes believers don't know it. People don't know who they are, unfortunately. But you are royalty. Let's read here, because I have to wrap this up and close tonight. The law, having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually, make the commerce thereunto perfect. For then, will they not have ceased to be offered? Yeah, think about that. I mean, if those sacrifices that the priest brought every year, if they could have produced the, if they could have produced the best of God, wouldn't they have ceased to be offered? Why is it every year they kept? Why? Because he tells us, wouldn't they have ceased to be offered? Because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins. It should have produced that, if it should have produced that permanent work. It should have produced that of elevating God's people to that God class. It should have done it, but it couldn't do it. Right? Verse 3. But in those sacrifices, there's a remembrance again made of sins every year. Every year. Verse 4, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. It's impossible. The shadow is never the real thing. There is nothing you can do to make that shadow the real thing. There is no technology. There is nothing. There's no AI that can make the shadow the real thing. The real thing was prepared for us in Christ Jesus. The best of God, the best of the heart of God was prepared for us in Christ Jesus. There's no substitute. There's no substitute. Let's try to close this out. Look at verse 5. Let's go to the Amplified. Verse 5. Hence, when he, Christ, entered into the world, he said, this Jesus said, sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but instead you have made ready a body for me to offer. Sacrifices and offerings, the one they were doing every year, is not what you were looking for. What you did was you prepared a body. You prepared me a body. You gave me that body. And you asked me to choose you. You asked me to make a sacrifice at a level that had never ever been made before. Verse 6. In burnt offerings and sin offerings, you have taken no delight. Then I said, behold, here I am, coming to do your will, O God, to fulfill what is written of me in the volume of the book. When he said, just before, you have neither desired nor have you taken delight in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, all of which are offered according to the law. He then went on to say, verse 9, behold, here I am, coming to do your will. Here I am. I come to do your will. This is a sacrifice like no other had been done before. I come, Jesus said, I come to do your will. I come to do your will. I choose you. It's my priority. And I make you my destiny. I choose to do your will. Look at it. And with delight, with joy. Look at it. In burnt offerings and sin offerings, you have taken no delight. Then I said, behold, here I am, coming to do your will, to fulfill what is written of me in the volume of the book. Verse 9. He then went on to say, behold, here I am, coming to do your will. Thus he does away with and annuls the first and former order as a means of expiating sin, so that he might inaugurate and establish the second order. Let's read verse 11 in the King James. And every priest standing daily, ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. Verse 14, for by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. I'm going to close here. A sacrifice like never before, like the world had never experienced, was the sacrifice Jesus gave the Father. He chose him. The Father chose him first, but then he chose the Father. I come to do your will. I'm going to live for your will. That sacrifice got the job done. Perpetually, eternally, the fragrance of heaven was released over humanity. As you and I continue on in this fasting season, make it a fast that is different. Make it a fast like never before. Make it a different. Make it a fast. Make it a fast. You remember the fast? They fasted every year. Regularly they fasted in the Old Testament. Regularly they fasted. Until the Lord said, well, you know, you wonder why your fasting is not getting the job done? Because it was a ritual. Many times they did it because, you remember in Isaiah 58, and then the Lord said to them, but there is a fast that is acceptable to me. There's a fast that will cost me, that would allow me to elevate your life, to grant you the best that has been prepared for you. It's not the fast. It's what happens. It's what transpires during the course of the fast. I choose you as my priority, and I make you my destiny. You remember, he said to them, Isaiah 58, verse 3, he said, why have we fasted and you see it not? Why have we afflicted our soul and you take no knowledge? Why is this fast? Why we do it every, but it's different. But God is asking us to do a different fast. Not out of legalism, not out of ritual, but a fast like never before, where we choose God at a higher level. Are you ready to do that? I hope you're excited to do that, because great things are going to happen. We will enter in at levels never experienced. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Thank you for feeding us with your word tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our teacher. Thank you. Thank you for putting your light, the light of your countenance, on this word. Bless your people as we dismiss. Bless every man and every woman as we continue on in this season of our fasting and waiting on you. We choose you as our priority. We make you our destiny. Receive our sacrifice, Lord. Let it be pleasing to you. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, saints. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. God bless you. God bless you. Let's keep on keeping on. I look forward to seeing you again same time next week. It's going to be glorious. Good night.